Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 16th day of November, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. And Damon Vickers joins us in the third hour. He was on CNBC a week ago, warning that world government is being established. And he heads up a major financial firm. So we're going to be talking to him coming up later in the radio broadcast, Damon Vickers. We look forward to that. I'm also working on Webster Tarpley. I just told my producers to get him on this morning because he's written an amazing analysis that he sent to us to post at Infowars.com. titled Major Hassan of Fort Hood, a patsy and a drill gone live, ? So we'll be covering that either way, whether he joins us or not today. Some of the other vitally important news in front of me. Dollar falls, sending gold to record high, $1,133.20 an ounce. And the dollar fell to a record low. Retail sales show gain. Of course, a little gain. We're going into the Christmas season, holiday season. But manufacturing gauge slips. We're importing it. So it doesn't matter if the dollar's weakening. That's supposed to increase manufacturing. There is no manufacturing. And that's not helped by the fact, I saw this last night. I watched part of Obama's speech that was blacked out in China. Chinese government wouldn't broadcast his speech to university students, hand-picked Communist Party members, by the way. But WhiteHouse.gov does have it. And in the speech, he said that China has better roads and better trains and better industry and that everybody wants to move there. He bad-mouthed America. You see, a lot of what the U.S. Is an image in the world. And so the elite are signifying the end of this country. And then I get to hear neocons like Laura Ingraham driving into work this morning, blaming it on the Democrats and saying she's been fighting globalism and fighting the big banks. I mean, unbelievable when both parties are bought and paid for by the same interest. And these people didn't say a word about China when Bush was in office. And as soon as the Republicans back in office, they'll get back on board with the whole globalist agenda, watching their sliminess. I mean, I don't like the Democrats. Obviously, they're globalists through and through. But at least they admit they don't like this country. At least they admit they want to bring this country down. At least they admit they want to make everybody dependent on government. There's nothing worse than the Republicans who run around posing as if they're not for dependence and collectivism. Makes me sick. They really make me want to throw up. Meanwhile, Lou Dobbs, because he was the real deal and was nonpartisan and exposed the North American Union, he's gone. All right, I'm starting to rant. World leaders back delay to final climate deal. That's a ruse out of Reuters. Obama-branded groveler-in-chief, that's the mail online, branded groveler-in-chief after deep bow to emperor, son of Japanese ruler, who authorized Pearl Harbor attack. And the British newspaper, as well as Canadian papers, show how no American president has ever bowed to this guy. They show photos and videos of past presidents meeting with him. Obama didn't just do the polite Japanese bow. He did the servant bow that a servant or an employee of someone does, a full bow. Similar to a theater bow in Shakespearean, thespian tradition, theatrical tradition. So we'll talk about that. Why is he doing this? Gore's getting protested everywhere he goes with our listeners. It's beautiful. And the Army, well, we'll tell you about it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The United States is in the final phases of being completely collapsed. This is going to be hard on everyone, including even the wealthy. The nouveau riche bought into globalism in the last 50 years is trendy and cool. We have now been completely deindustrialized. We are no longer an industrial country. We rate industrially like a third world nation. The president is now running around all over China and the United States and Europe, bad-mouthing our industry and our country is not a good place to invest. By design, the globalists have bragged, Maury Strong and countless others, that the plan, starting in the 40s, was to deindustrialize the United States and then have a balance of power globally where only the central banks have control. And we're now being told all over the news, we have to do what China says. China is our boss. China is the new superpower. America is a thing of the past. We're being told to be unconfident. We're being told that we deserve what's happening. We're being told that only the United States and Western Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand will have to implement the carbon taxes that will fully destroy the remnants, the wreckage of our industry. I want to play you a clip. Now, watching his speech and his question and answer from China and seeing another speech he gave in Japan, he's saying similar things. But this is what Obama said back in August in the United States. So this is a talking point that President Obama puts out, letting us know. And then he twists it and says, go along with his agenda, the globalist agenda of cap and trade, or we won't get our industry. When the cap and trade program, which is just one part of the taxation flotilla, armada hitting us right now, will fully destroy the last remnants that we've got left. And then the police state's going to unfold on the sectors that are still intact, beaching everyone on the floating wreckage of government. All that is meant to be left is government, so it can hand over what's left of our economy to private offshore corporations. To destroy our economy and vertically integrate it under globalist control, it must be fully imploded. Both parties are involved. The only major Republicans speaking out against this are Michelle Bachmann and, of course, Congressman Ron Paul, Louie Gohmert, and a few others. Here it is. Here's Barack Obama.
Everybody's watching what's going on in Beijing right now in the Olympics. Think about the amount of money that China has spent on infrastructure. Their ports, their train systems, their airports are all vastly superior to us now, which means if you're a corporation deciding where to do business, you're starting to think Beijing looks like a pretty good option. Why aren't we doing the same thing?
Well, because globalist Henry Kissinger and George Shultz and David Rockefeller run the United States. I mean, you know full well why that's happening, President Obama. You got to love these people. They create the crises. They create the banking implosion. They implement the tax exemptions for corporations to leave the United States. And then they run around grandstanding in the aftermath of globalization and say the answer is more globalization. And for the feds to give the states some of their money back for a highway program, you have to agree to make it a toll road. Taxpayers pay for the roads, 8,000 miles of them in Texas, and then they just hand them over to foreign corporations like Centra of Spain. And then local papers all over Texas attack me, Alex Jones, by name, and Ron Paul, and say we're conspiracy theorists that the highways even exist. Yes, national news, Fox, CNN, I have the video clips, we played them, where they say there is no Trans-Texas Corridor. There are no super NAFTA highways being built and old roads being taken over and new roads being set up under their control. The Austin Chronicle writes multiple articles calling me a conspiracy theorist saying that Centra isn't Spanish. Think of the magnitude of the lying of these people. How dumb they think you are. How stupid they think you are. The unlimited, unrivaled in human history, lying. Saying polar bears can't swim, that the ice packs are all melting. Total lies. Saying carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. Total lies. Everything is a complete, over-the-top, filthy lie. I remember 3 years ago, Al Gore would testify in Congress and say that he's making no money off of all of his environmental initiatives that are environmental in name only. Now he goes around saying, I'm proud of it. Of course I make money off of it. We have those clips, the old clips of him saying he's not doing it with the new clips of him admitting it. See, they deny while they're building it and setting it up. And now that they've completely destroyed us and overrun us, they're going, yeah, of course I'm making money. Of course you're going to pay your taxes to my private carbon trading organization. I'm going to go over all of this today. I'm going to cover all of it. We're going to talk to Heather, Colin, Ian, Stephen, Delilah, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And then later in the broadcast, I want to go over dollar falls sending gold to record high, retail sales show gain, but manufacturing gauge slips, world leaders back delay to final climate deal. That's propaganda. Obama branded groveler-in-chief after deep bow to emperor, son of Japanese ruler who authorized Pearl Harbor attack? Well, of course. And he bowed to King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. And I don't mean just a little bow. I mean a full, flat-out bow where he was right along with the floor. complete bow. You know, the theater bow, like actors do at the end of a play. The good news is, everywhere Al Gore goes, we have listeners calling us. Everywhere he goes, our listeners call into the radio show. They plug where he's going to be in a week. And here's the Palm Beach Post. Gore's presentation on climate change draws 800 as 200 protesters gather outside. And guess what happened? A third of the article is quotes from the protesters. You see, now he doesn't just go get TV and newspaper coverage without the truth being injected. And it says in the article, cap and trade, don't be fooled. Al Gore will make billions. Read a sign carried by Alan Tudor, who drove from Tampa to attend Saturday's protest. The article goes on to admit Al Gore's making billions off of it. Gore's favorite green product, another sign read, your money in his pocket. That's a good one. Gore's favorite green product, your money in his pocket. Gore spokesman Colleen Kreider said Gore's investments are consistent with positions he has held for decades. Oh, see, they got to respond to that now. Because the American people, true patriots, from across the political spectrum, are waking up and going out and confronting this bastard. And the crowds are going to get bigger and bigger. Remember, 5-6 months ago, it didn't matter if it was Rick Perry, the Republican governor of Texas, or whether it was Congressman Lloyd Doggett, the Democrat congressman from South Texas. Everywhere they went, they got booed because they're pro-NAFTA highway, pro-globalism, pro-government health care. Perry now is trying to talk like he's Ron Paul or Alex Jones. Oh, I think Obama's a socialist. I'm against this new world order. We might need to secede. It's all election rhetoric. He's a Bilderberg attendee. The person he's running against, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, is a Bilderberg steering committee member. But remember what happened. They used that same military tactic of denial. The national news reported, this is all staged. Lobbyists bust in Republicans to protest Lloyd Doggett. But we had listeners who happened to be there, happened to be at the grocery store at this one event, and they reported, in fact, my next-door neighbor reported, actually two doors down, that he was there just buying food with his kids and heard booing and hissing, and that it was the entire crowd, and that it was spontaneous. He only sent letters out to Democrats, Lloyd Doggett did, to come to the grocery store, to come to the Randalls, right over in the same neighborhood where I used to live, in South Austin. But what did the national news say? They said, oh, it was all staged. Oh, this is all staged. And then a month later, they had to admit, okay, it's not staged. See, because you're not allowed to go out and protest him. You're not allowed to go to a town hall meeting and tell a legislator that you don't agree with him. No, that's impossible. That's a conspiracy theory. No one disagrees with big government. No one disagrees with corruption. No one disagrees with NAFTA and GATT. And it started out with a few hundred people, mainly in Austin. Where did the Tea Party start? 9/11 Truth in Boston, Mass., and 9/11 Truth in Austin, Texas, 5 years ago. Then Ron Paul picked up on it 3 years ago. And the Republicans waltzed right in the last year and took over our movement, just like that. But it doesn't matter. Our people are now in that movement, educating from the inside out. The issue here, though, is people are waking up. People are taking action. There are hundreds of videos on YouTube of people confronting Al Gore. Remember what We Are Change started doing at my recommendation 2 years ago? Luke Radowski, that idea of confronting Republicans and Democrats against globalization, going out and confronting those that are for it, people against it, going out and confronting them. Now it's spread to Second Amendment groups. It's spread to land rights activists. It's spread to national sovereignty activists and anti-globalist activism. And now, instead of just having big marches that everybody ignores, there's thousands every week of little gatherings of hundreds. And now they're growing to thousands. Spontaneous flash mobs, as the Pentagon calls them, where we go into their events at city councils, county commissioners, state houses, you name it, and take them over and shatter the illusion that the people are going along with this. I salute those out there confronting this pig, Al Gore, this criminal piece of trash. We'll be right back.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I'm ready, man.
This is the real deal. Toe-to-toe info war with a scientific dictatorship sworn to bankrupt you, make you dependent on government so you can be sterilized, so your children can be poisoned, so you can be forcibly inoculated, so world government can be brought into place. But for the New World Order, global government's only the beginning. Okay, your calls are coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to just add an observation. I drove to East Texas to take my son and daughter deer hunting Friday and Saturday. And I have never seen more state police, more local police, every side road, every small road, every highway, every 5 miles, the police out writing tickets. You know, they've tripled the number of police, more than tripled in the last decade. And they're there to revenue generate, ladies and gentlemen. And that's only one indicator of all the new taxes and all the new regulations and the increases in taxes across the board. Take Travis County, where I live. The housing market's easily down by 30%. My property tax, the rent I pay to the government, my property tax went up this year. It went up several thousand dollars. It went up substantively. So my house is worth probably 20% in the neighborhood I'm in, 20% less than it was 2 years ago. They don't care. I got a tax bill over 20% bigger. Total fraud. And most people don't even know how to challenge their property tax. I know how to challenge it and get it reduced under law, but I don't have the time. I don't have the time. It's arduous. It takes time. And I heard a local real estate show in Austin reporting yesterday that for the first time ever, the county, Travis County, is just ignoring many of them and just saying, we've got a backlog, so therefore we're going to try to make you pay. The globalists are cutthroats. They don't care. They're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and pick the bones of this nation. California is putting taxes on television sets for the environment, taxes on light bulbs, satellite tracker boxes in the cars, taxes on ammunition. California is the model of the rest of the country. Other states are trying to pass environmental laws. Cities like Austin are passing carbon tax laws. It's already happening, with or without the Copenhagen Treaty, with or without the bill that they're set to pass in the next 2 weeks in the U.S. Senate, which will implement the Copenhagen Treaty here without the treaty even being signed yet. They're set to bring it to the full floor tomorrow to take over health care. 17 to 21%, depending on which index you look at, of the U.S. economy. One of the few industries we've got left. One of the few industries they can't export. And then I see articles like this one. Army sends infant to protective services, mom to Afghanistan, out of the Inter Press Service. Out of Ventura, California, Army Specialist Alexis Hutchinson got pregnant. She had the baby. They said, you don't get to get a deferment now. You don't get to have time off. CPS took her baby. The Army sent the CPS to take her baby. Her mother doesn't get the baby. They said that, well, it's neglect that you would get pregnant while in the Army. So, see, before, when they made women get in the military, women sign up for the military, now they want to draft for women, before they let you out. You know, you stick men and women together, they start having sex, they start having babies. That's what humans do. That's what all mammals do. It's what all animals do. Now they take your baby. They take your baby and then say, here's an M16. A single mother's being threatened with military court-martial if she does not agree to deploy to Afghanistan despite having been told she would be given extra time to find someone to care for her 11-month-old son while she's overseas. She's confined in Hunter Army Airfield near Savannah, Georgia after being arrested. Her son was placed in the custody of the foster care system. That's America. The Israelis don't take women's children when they get pregnant in the Army. The Russians don't take women's children. The Russians pay women to have children. They're the only country, and Russia's got big problems. But in Russia, because they know they have 1.2 children for every two parents, they know they're dying. So Russia pays people to have children and lets you out of the military. No one in the world arrests women who get pregnant in the Army. But America doesn't just arrest you. They take your child. Because we are the most evil, wicked nation. 51 million butchered babies with abortion isn't enough. And they'll take the child and drug it up and run it through the system and get lots of money for the foster system. This is the predatory nature. We have sickening, disgusting Nazi government that's criminal. Wake up! It's only going to get worse till we wake up!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Well, the 20 minutes with the president, 20minuteswiththepresident.com, you spell out 20 minutes, 20minuteswiththepresident.com, link up on InfoWars.com, was so successful. We got well over 200 entries. I would say 30 of them or so are just dynamite. Another 100 or so are good. 60, 70 of them, and I'm just guesstimating the number, are okay. This is going to be an incredible job. I talked to Charlie Sheen this morning. He is attempting today and tomorrow to spend hours and hours watching them all. He's been watching a lot of them as they come in. And it'll probably take a week or so, 3 or 4 days, to pick who he thinks the winners are going to be. And we got to contact the winners. The first place winner who wins $14,000. The second place wins $1,000. Third place, $500. And we've got to contact and make sure what day the first place winner can come on the radio show, either late this week or next week, to be on with Charlie Sheen, and we're going to play the winner on air at PrisonPlanet.tv, all three of the winners. Unbelievable quality, unbelievable amounts of work that went into this, and again, I just want to salute and thank everybody for contributing, because everyone who entered wins, because everyone that watches the videos, the millions of people that will see these videos over the years, will really see the hardcore evidence of 9/11, the 20 key bullet points. So Charlie is just blown away by the response. I'm blown away by the response, and I want to thank everybody for what they've done. Just amazing. Amazing is the only word. I guess fantastic, incredible, overwhelming, super, super job. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into Obama bowing down to royalty, which no U.S. president's ever done. Our country was founded on letting royalty know that we think they're disgusting and filthy and a sick joke. Old women, old men that are corrupt, owning empires through oppression, wearing gold crowns, everyone bowing to them. I mean, it's just primitive beyond belief and a joke. It flies in the face of the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That when government becomes destructive of these aims, it is our right, it is our duty to abolish those forms that we become accustomed to. To watch a U.S. president do this is stunning. But it's all part of globalization to have the president running around bad-mouthing America. That's what he's supposed to do, to put down the country. The dollar plunging, gold exploding to all-time record highs. Just a huge stack of incredible news we're going to be covering today. And we have a special guest coming up in the third hour. Right now, let's go to Heather in Indiana. Heather, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I was calling to tell you a quick short story, and then I just want to get your view on something that we value your opinion about. We have four kids. We just had our two-year-old in the hospital for pneumonia. No other tests came back. Of course, they're trying to run the flu test. Everything comes back negative. She's admitted basically for dehydration because she was so little, because we do everything natural at home. We do the silver. Thank God we heard about it on your show. I would have never known anything about it. But within minutes of them telling me, okay, it's pneumonia, we're just going to keep her here for observation, everything's fine, I've got three nurses, the pediatrician, they've got gowns, masks, gloves, signs outside her door. All of a sudden now she's got the swine flu.
Yeah, this is the new, and it's come out literally hundreds of times in mainstream media, that anyone who's sick at the hospital, they now say it's swine flu to create hype in the newspaper and on TV, and then later say, oh, your child didn't have swine flu. Then they try to give little bitty babies, which you're not supposed to, it's on the insert, they try to give them inoculations while they're already sick. Then that'll make them get sick many times or have seizures. Then they say it was the original swine flu that did it. Or they try to give them Tamiflu, which the inserts admit you're not supposed to give to small children or babies. So your baby is there surrounded by these ringwraiths right now, Heather?
No, actually, this was about a week and a half ago. It takes us forever to try to get onto your show. We've been trying to tell you about this. No, she's home now. She was better within 48 hours. Like I said, we give them the silver when they're sick. I do the elderberry. I do all natural with
my
kids.
Was it the H1N1?
No, it wasn't the H1N1. It had nothing to do with that. She had a chest x-ray that had showed that she had pneumonia. And all of a sudden it was, oh, she's got the H1N1 and the complications pneumonia. We signed a piece of paper against medical advice to not give her the Tamiflu because they were trying to push that on her. And she's only
No,
two.
I know. Listen. I've got employees that have had babies that are just sick. So they go to the doctor and they try to say, here's a box of Tamiflu. That's like a doctor giving you antibiotics without swabbing the infection. They have to find out the right antibiotic to even attack certain types of bacteria, but they don't care. They just give you the antibiotics, and it's the same thing with the antivirals, and that's what's causing the deadly mutations. And now even the Ukrainian government in the Sunday Express is saying that the different anti-flu drugs and vaccines have mutated into a super virus. This just gets crazier and crazier.
No, what is crazy is that this my youngest daughter had the flu test. They had to run it. It was negative. And then they want to say, well, 40 to 60% of the tests come back negative, but you've got it anyway. Now, with my 8-year-old, within
a week.
Well,
it's a cult. Again, it's medical tyranny where they're setting it up, where they do whatever they want to you.
Completely understand, and I agree with you 100%. My 8-year-old, who we had to take about 5 days later, same symptoms. I'm doing the natural stuff at home, but she has asthma and other things that, you know, with her help, so I kind of watch her just a little bit more. Shouldn't have even have taken her. I ended up leaving before the visit was over. They didn't even run a test. They didn't do anything, and all my daughter has was like a croupy cough. She kind of gets it throughout the year. We know exactly what to do with it, but now
the
all
drug
of a sudden,
companies, ma'am, have gone and paid off all the major hospitals. It's mainstream news to just push their shots and their drugs,
oh, yeah.
even when they don't even have flu, much less H1N1.
And
they're turning the hospitals into pure snake oil quackery.
That's exactly what they did with my 8-year-old, and they scared her half to death. I had to come home and tell her, you do not have the H1N1. They didn't even do a test on you. You have a little cough. Mommy's going to take care of it with the silver and the elderberry, and we'll get through this by ourselves. We don't need medication.
Well, the big thing is the vitamin A and D and B and sunshine.
Yes, we do vitamin D3 every day. My children take the multivitamins. We have them on a great regimen. But this is what I wanted to ask you about real quick. Do you do any research on the vitamin B17 as a deficiency of why people get cancer, or the SECT?
We've had a lot of medical doctors on that have talked about the B variants, saying that those are very important. Most of our illnesses in young people or in healthy folks are vitamin and mineral deficiencies, because they put fertilizer on the crops that'll make the plants grow, but they're empty of nutrients and vitamins and cofactors and trace elements. And so, yes, I mean, I'm not here dispensing medical advice. I have medical doctors on who talk about general principles.
Okay. Well, you keep doing what you're doing, and we have let everyone that we know watch Fall of the Republic, all of your movies. We're keep trying to open everybody's minds that we know so we could get things going on our end, because we are big supporters of you and appreciate all you do for everybody out there that needs to wake up and understand what's going on.
Thank you so much. God bless you. But whether it's vitamin A, D, the B variants, silver, nanosilver, none of it is a silver bullet. None of it is perfect. Healthy food, lots of sleep, clean water, rest, low stress. There's major studies that screaming, yelling at your children, fighting in front of your children, that debases their immune system more than anything. And so you need to research the vitamins, the silver, all of it. You can overdo that as well. I mean, any drug, whether it's natural or unnatural, can have side effects. But notice how they're pushing Tamiflu, which Japan, it's illegal to give this to young children in Japan. The inserts of Tamiflu state that it can cause hallucinations, depression, illness, seizures. And everyone I know that has children, when they just go to the regular doctor, they're told, take this. I'm not going to say any names. But my father went with me, rode with my son and my daughter, the two oldest, to go deer hunting this weekend. And a dentist that works under him, his son is asthmatic, and they gave him the seasonal shot and the H1N1, and he immediately had water go into his lungs within 24 hours. He immediately got seriously sick. I mean, they had to sit and take him into the emergency room, and the word came out, well, it could have been a bad reaction with the flu shot, and the doctor, the dentist, was in denial with my dad, so my dad went to John Hopkins online and printed up the H1N1 and the regular seasonal flu shot insert that said, do not give it to asthmatics. Do not give it to asthmatics. And the dentist was in denial to my dad. Look, it's the stinking insert. And I had a caller Sunday on yesterday's show who called in and said, at his university, they were giving free H1N1 shots out. And so he printed off the H1N1 Norvitis printout, and he was handing hundreds out, and the doctors and nurses came over and heckled him and called him a conspiracy theorist and tried to kick him out of there and laughed at him. They were handing out the fake sheets that say there is no mercury, cannot cause Guillain-Barré or Guillain-Barré in English, cannot cause autoimmunity problems, cannot sterilize you. They nationwide hand out a lying sheet. And then when you come with the insert stating the facts from the drug package, you're called a conspiracy theorist. Just like every day I Google my name, Alex Jones, and click news, and every day there are 2, 3, 4, 5 mainstream news articles saying I'm insane. There's no world government. There's no cap and trade. There's no police state. They're not face scanning you. The flu shot doesn't have mercury. That shows the elite are not invincible. Or they wouldn't be attacking little old Alex Jones every stinking day, big national publications. I will tell you it's creepy, though, because they are really coming after me, folks. They are really turning the heat up on old Alex Jones, and I need your prayers and support more than ever. It is mind-blowing. One of the big things that's mind-blowing is to have it come out in mainstream news that top Nazis and top white supremacists are FBI agents. I mean, it's been in the Boston Globe. It's been in the Miami Herald. It's been in the Orlando, the Sentinel, that all these top Nazis, like Hal Turner, who attacks me mercilessly, because when people ask me about him, I go, he's a disinformation artist. And his internal emails got released 2 years ago that he was indeed a Fed. And then now it's come out in federal court, he is a Fed. Mainstream news. Why does the government fund fake Nazis to come out and attack me and say that I'm a Jewish agent when I'm not? I disagree with a lot of things Israel does, and I criticize Israel, but I'm not an anti-Semite. Why does the government want to sick the Nazis on me, their followers? Because I expose that most Nazi groups are run by the feds, and I've been proven right. Think about how creepy that is. And then Breitbart, part of the operation run and founded by Matt Drudge, is writing articles every couple days, and this new one, without any evidence, just says anti-Semites don't like Hollywood run by predominantly Jewish groups like Alex Jones. When I am criticized by the Nazi camp, who we know are federally funded and controlled, for pointing out a Reuters article a few years ago that the majority of major movie houses now are owned by Arab investors. Certainly, Jews run a lot of them, and I said that in the piece. It got clipped up and edited out where it sounded like I was making the false statement that Arabs own Hollywood. I said they own the majority stock, just like much of the stock of News Corp is owned by Arabs. I was simply pointing out that the Saudi Arabians are deep in bed with this whole global system. So I have Breitbart attacking me with no evidence. I could sue them and win. Because it's meant to do damage to me, even though I'm a public figure, to lie about me with malice of forethought, with intent to hurt me. So I've got this government-run group, neocon-funded. Most of their advertisers on there are CIA, Army, you name it. Go look at the banners. And it's admitted the government's funding all these different groups. I've got them attacking me, saying I'm an anti-Semite. And then on the other side, I have the Nazis attacking me, saying I work for Israel. Why are they all coming after me? Because I understand how the globalists operate. I understand their tricks. I understand their full game plan. We are mobilizing white people, black people, Germans, Jews, Asian, Christian, Muslim. It doesn't matter. Against the globalist agenda, that's just a bunch of Kinley Madoff types robbing us. People like Al Gore. They don't want a message of unity against the globalists. They want us all in different camps, people that hate Catholics, people that hate Jews, people that bash me who are in the space alien cults, the New Age space alien UFO cults who attack me. Look, I'm not attacking any of your groups. I'm not singling any group out. I am speaking out against the banks that are taking over our country. And that's why I am the number one target of the government and the mainstream media and George Soros foundations and the White House enemies list, all on record. And the Nazis controlled by the feds and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they all attack me. Why are they attacking Alex Jones? Because we're doing something right. We've got a good message, a true message, a clean message, a loving message, an honorable, innocent message. Because the establishment taps my phones, and they've assessed me, and they've got my psychological profile, and they know I'm a good person, and I'm for real. And they know I don't cheat people, and I don't lie about people, and I don't do dirty tricks, and I don't hurt people. And that's why the New World Order is scared to death of me. They are scared to death because I get up here and I teach people the power you have. And I show people how true activism at events and for Al Gore and for world leaders when they go to book signings, the power of taking over all their events and running them to ground peacefully, hounding them. And how we can take over our cities and counties, and how we can educate the police with Oath Keepers, and how we can reach out and shatter the division of the left-right paradigm. Folks, if people follow what I say and implement it and develop it and even improve on it, it's over. Game over for the New World Order. So remember, what I'm doing here is of the paramount importance because we are under attack from every angle and every side because our growth curve is straight up and the establishment knows that I am now becoming a true threat to them. And I'll tell you right now, I've never been in greater danger of being set up, of being killed, of being destroyed, of being lied about in the media. They're already doing it. They're sniffing around. They're trying to figure out a way to bring me down. And if I am brought down, remember, that's a victory as well. I don't want that to happen. But you know what? I'm in a fight for the life of my family in this country, and whatever comes, I'm ready, and I thank God for the blessing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
All they want.
Okay, I only got to one phone call. I want to try to get to more of your calls, so please have your question or comment ready, and I'm going to try to move on to get everybody on. Colin in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. We're screening your film, Fall of the Republic, in Houston, and I was told that you're a radical terrorist. When I tried to rent to various movie theaters, they would ask me, okay, what's the film? And then they click on the website, you know, they go to followtherepublic.com, and they're like, oh, Obama looks so menacing. This looks radical. What do you guys believe in? And I'm like, well, America.
Oh, yeah, America, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to talk bad about the president. It's land of the slaves, yes. And so, but you finally found a theater that would let you.
Yeah, the Alamo Draft House, West Oaks, they're patriots. But everyone else said I must be a terrorist, too, for trying to show a nonfiction documentary about America.
Well, listen, that's un-American. Americans aren't supposed to have political views or show a film. I mean, man, do you think this is a free country? You think our veterans fought and died so you'd have freedom? You're some kind of conspiracy theorist, Colin.
Yes, I must be, because I care about the country. And you, too. You're a bad terrorist. But it's showing on Wednesday, November 18th. In the Houston area, Alamo, West Oaks. Hopefully people can make it out, and hopefully they're not afraid of people who call them terrorists because they're trying to get the truth out and they care about
something. Yeah, I mean, the film calls for no violence. It shows Obama admitting world government. It shows Al Gore calling for world government. It shows congressional testimony and former federal regulators we interviewed, an economist and best-selling authors about the New World Order. Oh, my gosh, Americans, you're not allowed to do that. I mean, within the free speech zone. So they would call, they would say, I was a terrorist?
They said we looked like we could be radical terrorists for trying to show this movie. And they said, oh, well, terrorist groups try to rent out movie theaters in Los Angeles and show terrorist movies. We have to check in. We think this looks like terrorism. We can't do business with you. And movie theaters are closing all across the country, and they refuse. My money's no good to them because I want to show a film about the Constitution in America.
You can't do that. And that's why the Republic is falling, because the entire Bill of Rights has been shot to pieces like somebody blasted it 100 times with a 12-gauge shotgun. You ever seen a sign out in the country riddled with shotgun holes? That's the Constitution. And then how dare you try to make try to show a film, and how dare I make a film? I mean, again, folks, you must get Fall of the Republic on DVD. You must make copies of it. You've got to get it out to everyone. Show it at your local library. Show it everywhere. And, if I was you, I would write an article and post it on the web about the theaters and get quotes from these people saying it's terrorism, because that will only cause thousands of other people to want to go find out what all the hubbub is about. See, we're the good people. We're the real Americans. We have our First Amendment. We have to exercise it or lose it, Colin. How many theaters said it might be terrorism?
Four. But they own a monopoly on most of the movie theaters.
A terrorist film.
Yeah, radical. And you know, it's something to do with terrorism. And Obama looks so menacing on the cover.
He looks menacing. You can't have that. It's so scary. I mean, did you explain to them I'm a national radio host and that my documentary films have been written up all over the world?
Yes, I did. But they're not interested in that. They're scared of images and things they don't understand and hype.
Well, so. Remember that it's now all over the news that the government is paying for messages to be implanted in children's TV shows, movies, adult television shows. Al Gore is all over mainline sitcoms pushing the global warming tax. That's okay to tell us the Earth's dying if we don't pay Al Gore money.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.